Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Jim from Creative Playing Podcast Network, Ragnarok and Roll, and D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First, I'd like to say thank you for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com, and I just wanted to let you know that we're now on Patreon.com. It's a great site to help support us and keep us making more podcasts, and we can occasionally give you guys surprises if you're a patron. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/CPPN. That's www.patreon.com/CPPN, and help us in any way you can. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Yay. So where last we left off, you guys retreated to the grotesque room where the zombies were acting like little marionettes dancing their freaky dance. Thankfully, while you took your long rest, the druid came prancing in after you guys, going, "Sorry guys, I'm late."
He followed our trail of dead bodies.
Yes. So I want to understand our business model here. So we find like this horrible place. And then like is someone paying us to do this? I'm just curious, I'm not saying that we shouldn't.
I believe there may be money in it for a few of us, like the sheriff or whatever he is.
Yes,
appears
yes,
to need assistance.
That.
Aren't you a deputy now?
Oh yes, I am.
You get paid to sell foul.
And we are providing good service to the community.
Oh, I.
Which is more important for me, but humans tend to show their gratitude in gold, so. Yeah.
I do recall that the sheriff's payment was they can keep what they find.
So what do we think this fellow's strategy is? Why is
the
it
sheriff? Or
no, the sheriff is just wildly incompetent.
No,
you're
evil.
You're talking about the caster back there.
Yeah.
The necromancer
who's
been butchering people and turning them into various undead.
To be fair, the sheriff's also been butchering.
I assume we're just sitting around.
Yeah, during your long rest.
He's butchering animals. In the butcher shop.
Because he's a butcher.
He's skewering one of the dead zombies.
Part of a larger, longer-term plan, and we're just kind of interrupting it.
Either that, or he's a right madman, and he just thought it'd be a good fun.
Well, those damn dancers are probably.
Are you not?
Yeah, I was going to say. To your point, friend, or if the dancing ones. Yes, you're right. That implies nothing.
And let's be honest. You're not really a necromancer unless you raise some zombies.
We're restoring nature's balance.
Well, that
Wasn't
is a good thing to do.
Also, some unusual weather out here.
Do we think those are things that are related? Is that anything a necromancer can do?
Well, this is the, what was it, Lance Rock or something?
Lance Rock.
And that's where the focal point of some of the weather.
That's where some of the locals have been telling you that they think that because the shenanigans going on out here is the reason behind
and
all
the evil that is obviously going on in this cave has to be part of it.
Where is this cave?
By Lance Rock.
Oh, this is Lance Rock.
This is Lance Rock, yeah. You're basically inside, just at Lance
so
Rock.
It's under Lance Rock.
Yeah.
It's likely whatever this necromancer is doing is affecting the environment.
Or he's more than just a simple necromancer out for a Saturday afternoon stroll with his zombies.
Regardless, we must...
I think issue with many of those statements.
Regardless, we must just...
The zombie part or the simple necromancer part?
So what did we find on the table when we were looking at the creepy bodies? What did she find?
Sister Solis.
I didn't want to look at them. Gross.
Basically, you see that he is working on taking locals, because obviously most of these are traveling peasants and things like that, and basically turning them into the undead. He's doing the very pronounced long version of animating the dead. And sometimes you see he has tools where he's stripping the flesh off the bodies to make skeletons. Other times he's doing macabre things to the bodies, making smiles, and he's basically mutilating the corpses horribly.
He is clearly an evil madman, but you have to admire his commitment.
He should be committed, all right.
Well, exactly. But I'm
committed to the grave.
See, commitment means two things.
Commitment is emotion.
I just learned that word.
We must commit him to the...
You made that pun. That is very funny. Ba-dum-bum.
Sister Solace, perhaps you can bring the light of your Palor here and flesh out this place and its dankness, because there's rather a terrible smell.
Yes, light must purge this evil from the land.
And while you guys are having your conversation, you hear echoing down the cave.
Can you see it? It sees you. It sees you. Don't you fear it?
It's kind of what eyes do.
Is there an eye of beholder here?
No.
Okay.
But it's just creepy the way he shouts it, and you hear some maniacal.
Where's it coming from?
You guys are over here in that little star shaped chamber. It's coming from this way.
The light of the Palor shines light on everything.
Illuminates for all.
This place is pretty dark.
So. It is pretty dark.
It's flashes of Journey Quest with that first cave where the wizard was watching them do things, and it was like, and you'd hear him talk.
So, which way do we want to go? This way or down the stairs?
I assume going to the maniacal voice.
This is up the stairs.
The stairs was where you guys
area.
Went this way okay. into the lab and. Basically.
If I had to guess who's the necromancer, I'd say the person talking
so
about
So the only way to go is this way.
Kill. Yeah, pretty much this way.
Yep.
Okay, so put us in marching order.
So what will your marching order be?
I'll go for a second.
I should go first.
You go first, I'll go second.
Can you
Shouldn't
see in
go?
The dark? I'm a half elf. I have dark vision.
I have my light
Hells
sign.
Yeah,
yeah
can see
so who's going second?
And also, I don't shoot people in the back.
I'll go second.
Okay.
Then Druid should go third. Druid got help.
Okay, who's going next?
I will cast light upon my mace again, and I shall go next.
I suppose I could bring up the rear, or perhaps...
Go for it, because somebody with dark vision should be bringing up the rear.
I'll bring up the rear, then.
You don't want to put your sorceress in the back.
Well, you want people with ranged attacks in the back.
Okay.
Oh, well,
and
that would be me.
I've got range.
All I'm suggesting is people who do most of
Maybe.
The damage range should be.
Because remember,
the
monk is melee, so the monk should probably
right.
be.
That doesn't make any. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I promise I will go to the back and not shoot people in the back. I promise.
Okay. All
right.
Where's the monk going?
Number one.
I suppose I'll go further towards the front.
I'll lead then.
Maybe.
Hold on.
Maybe we should have the
at?
Fighter lead.
I have a grand.
I'm a fighter. I can go first.
Yeah, I think the fighter should be.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you won't do anything anyways.
This is probably the only
okay.
way to motivate me to do
exactly.
anything.
Exactly.
We finally found out we should put the person with armor in front.
Woohoo. So where should
but
the cleric
go? You know,
go?
There's
I'll
occasionally
go
been times when a certain...
Or actually, I'll go after... No, I thought Carrie was going... Who's this?
I'm in the back.
That's She's...
Oh,
that's Carrie in the very back.
Because I am ranged
okay,
and melee.
So we have...
Then maybe you should go third.
So we're going the fighter, the cleric, the druid, the monk, the sorcerer, and the ranger. Right?
All
right.
Shouldn't the druid be behind the monk?
He's melee, then.
He's melee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He should lay
so,
these people.
Well, he can... Okay, I'll go behind, because I can actually
That's
do ranged. So we'll go like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Delightful.
And while you guys are deciding your marching order and sitting there, and, you know, there's a group packing up ready to go, you hear, The eye!
It sees you!
The eyes would have it, I take it.
Yes, like
okay.
I've said, that's
no,
what I do.
Funny. Okay,
Let's
everybody,
do a perception roll to
okay.
see if there's any
Everybody,
eye.
Everybody, remember your buddy.
Who's your buddy?
Who's your dungeon buddy?
I guess you and the druid, me and the monk.
Yes. It's very
and
dark
the dragon
oh.
Okay.
I'm very perceptive. I rolled a natural 20.
Woohoo!
Team Wondering.
Wow.
The first time she rolls the dwarven dice.
The dwarf forged dice came up with 20 on the first roll.
Oh, natural 22.
Oh my god!
So what
okay.
are we perceptive?
And I have 18. Okay. We're all perceptive.
Okay, so you guys are heading up, and are you casting? Have you cast your light spell?
Yes, I have casted on my mace.
Okay, so your mace is acting as a...
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay.
That's right, the sign. He still has the wooden sign.
Can we borrow your book?
Which book?
Player's Handbook.
Player's Handbook.
Book of spells.
That says that spell.
So wow. I can go, oh, I wrote down the page number, so I can quickly flip
awesome.
That page.
I should just
buy
a copy.
Well,
I got two copies, so... And I got the card, so I won't need to steal
oh,
the book.
Cool. Okay, so now what happens?
Yes, by the way, version 2 of the cart is
all
out
right.
now.
Okay.
Okay, so as you guys come around the corner, you see it's dark, dank. It does have burnt out torches that obviously have not been replaced since you guys basically scared the wizard this direction.
You know, I've got my hands full down, kind of like looking around at the ceiling. Just making sure there aren't any more rock things. That was very unpleasant.
eyes.
So yeah, you do notice that right here is a curtain that's dangling. It's a radio curtain that was hung up in the cave to who knows what nefarious thing hides behind the curtain.
Well, you know, looks at like least boots. He's trying to add some fire.
I'm going to sit
to
here and firebolt the curtain until it ignites.
Okay, give me a strike.
I was saying, because I can...
Well, he does that. I'm reaffixing my handkerchief, because there's going to be a lot of smoke in there.
Dirty, oily...
Take off my floppy hat and start...
Your cavalier.
Yeah.
16,
your fireball easily flies out there and just catches it on fire. As it burns up, you notice that right behind it is a skeleton.
Oh, okay, something to kill.
Excellent.
Well, at least we're not right up against it, then.
Oh.
Nice. So, initiative?
If you'd like.
I am not going first.
19.
For sure.
But you're not going last.
21. I doubt that. I have a 2.
I also rolled a 2.
And... But do you get bonus?
Yes, he does.
So that means you got a 3. I still have a 2.
I'm not last, and I rolled a 2.
13.
15. Apparently there's more than one skeleton.
Oh, well, it's not a party unless it's a dead man's party.
That's right.
Would you like to try?
No, thank you. I haven't had my...
Cough drop.
Sugar-free cough
drop. Yeah, I don't particularly care for cough drops myself. Yeah,
but these are...
They're actually good for you, cough drops.
I'll try some later. Okay.
First, you'll get sick.
Too late.
Well, I took a large satchel of cough drops with me for the certain event that a number of us were at this past weekend.
Oh, you can... Yay! I gotta
awesome. How's cough drop?
Counter
con crud.
I heard a bunch of
people got counter sick. Counter con crud. Everyone
gets sick at Comic Con. Con crud. I didn't get sick though, knock on wood, but I was only there one day.
I had laryngitis for 2 days.
Yes.
And I have to stay in character because it's very hard to switch between Irish and not Irish. Because then I become Madame Skew instead.
Well, I have no excuse for my crud because I did not go to Phoenix Comic Con, but.
You're released
I'm
from
sick
the
all
students.
On my own.
The students left, and suddenly your immune system went. Oh
no! I still have students.
Oh, you still have students.
Yeah.
I blame the students.
That's right. We just never see each other.
That layoff thing was so depressing. You saw that?
Well, yes.
What happened?
Arizona Daily Star came out with this huge article and stuff like that. But and so of course everything went to start panicking.
I feel like I missed something.
Yeah.
I take it there's some layoffs at the university.
Well, with the severe budget cuts faced by the universities.
Even though the state takes more out of us than they put in, just what they put back in.
Yeah.
So
don't get me started. Okay, let's play.
Let's get them started.
No, we haven't. That sort
let's
of
go kill things.
Should be had with alcohol.
This is my cathartic stuff, you guys. I'm taking out, my...
We're going to kill the legislature right here.
It's about the right age for them, too.
Right. Skeletons.
That's some good old humor.
Are they carrying weapons?
The skeleton is carrying a weapon. It has a bow in its hands.
A who?
A bow.
It is undead and must
be
destroyed.
Okay, who goes first?
Okay, so first is going to be our ranger.
Okay.
Making a rangered attack.
A rangered attack.
Get out.
Okay, I got... Is that an 18? Okay, how's a 22?
22 will definitely hit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Wait, you're shooting a bow or an arrow?
Yeah.
You're shooting a bow.
Now,
she's using a bow.
Piercing, slashing does half damage on them, right?
No, I think it's just piercing.
The bludgeoning gets bonus damage.
Yeah, they're vulnerable to bludgeoning.
Got it. Okay.
My ladle is very
how
effective.
How much bonus damage?
Basically, vulnerable double.
Oh, actually, it was higher than that.
Yeah. Which is why bludgeon blunt the object makes them explode really fast.
That was without my attack bonus. I forgot to add my attack bonus.
Flammable,
but it doesn't matter. I've got 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Damn. Your arrow goes streaking out and cracks into the skeleton. It's still on its feet, but it's got some serious battle damage going on there.
How flammable would a skeleton be?
Yes, how flammable. It depends on how dry. No, I mean,
depends on how dry it is.
Well, I mean, bones burn.
Yes, they
I don't know,
do.
But it seemed fresh from the previous room we were in.
Well, but we don't know if this skeleton is fresh.
Yeah. The skeleton, this is an old, dried up bones of a skeleton.
Excellent. I haven't exactly been asking them. So, how fresh are you today? Are your bones nice and juicy?
Or do you need
a little bit of freshening before the fight?
Then we're not being very curious, are we?
Well, we're not the curious sorts. We're the curious sorts.
All of a sudden, lumbering out of the darkness is a zombie.
The thing is, zombies are easier to kill than skeletons.
6, 7, 8, because unfortunately those are two squares, so he uses all his attacks just lumbering out there.
What is he wearing?
He is a zombie wearing rotten clothes with just his mitts, his hands that are reaching out for you, menacingly zombie-like.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, next is going to be our sorcerer.
Okay.
Do
something sorcerer
way back here. Well, I can see the zombie from up here, right? So
yeah, two of us can fit in here.
In a square.
And I will. Yeah, I don't want to move too far though. So I'm gonna firebolt the zombie from there.
Okay.
Threat. It's a 20.
Okay, so crit.
Wait, do I need to confirm?
No.
Okay.
For some reason, when you said threat,
flashback to 3.5.
Are we playing Star Wars?
Are we playing Star Wars?
Flashback to 3.5, I take
so,
it, or Pathfinder.
So, more damage? Double damage?
Double damage.
That'll be...
That's a crossover joke.
17.
Holy
fire damage.
You're only gonna get that if you listen to both podcasts.
Okay.
Here's your eye.
Firebolt goes blasting out and just scorches half of the zombie's body just down to the bone.
Ah, excellent. Reduces the things I have to do to almost nothing.
To be honest, that
which
was
is
pretty
just
hot.
The way you like it.
What
wait,
is that
why am I in front of this?
Wait, what is that fighting?
It's because you're so very stylish that we wanted everyone to see you first.
That's a walker.
Arrow shoots out over one of your shoulders, firebolt over your other shoulder, and the entire time you're sitting there finessing your sword.
Well, no, I haven't taken anything out yet.
He's
fanning.
You're just looking
fabulous.
And
Mr. Duke, it is your turn.
Oh, well, I suppose I'm going to have to bustle forward, aren't I?
Yep. Move up.
Bustle.
Kick him in the junk.
Well, I'm going to ladle him in the junk, as it were. Upside the head.
She's
serving
up some melee.
Learning these
hard
numbers,
to read.
I believe that's a 6 plus a 4, so 10.
10 will hit. It's a zombie.
He's pouring on the pain.
Someone check those metal dice. I think they're weighted.
I think they are. So that would be 8 points of damage to your zombie. Upside the head.
It cannot be feeling well.
The zombie basically, its head explodes with your ladle crashing into it, and it just hits the ground.
I guess we're done here then.
Sickly smoked feel.
The skeleton.
Feel.
Don't forget the skeleton.
Those zombie meatballs were
okay.
Pre-fried, so there you go.
I do love a good zombie meatball.
I got like a 19. I've got to be upset.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you did have a 19.
I know.
You should have gone first.
Well,
yeah.
let's assume that I just waited anyway.
That's so you.
Sorry, Gary, it is
so
your turn.
As she takes down the zombie, he's like, apparently that is my cue. So I will head up.
I wrote Sender's name in your place.
I'll head up and I will finally get up to him.
3 beats a 19.
I'm
going
to wait till the last minute, finally get up to him, then pull out the small boss shield and the rapier.
Okay.
Boom.
And he does it with
wait, you got
panache.
Shield?
Panache.
Well, I have a couple different things.
Yeah, don't forget the panache.
So this is like a small shield. It's smaller than a real shield. You can do stuff with it.
It's a fake shield. Huh? You saying?
Oh,
oh my god, it is.
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
So 2, 5, so that's 5, 6, 7, 14?
14 to hit?
No, I did
14
damage?
Okay,
seven.
You hit it and
damn.
Literally... He flays the bones off, and the bones just fall to the ground, shattering.
Ah.
Oh, gosh!
Good, that was almost just a little work as I put my weapons back.
Okay. No, our teamwork where you do things for me is really going well.
Wait, I thought we were done here.
As you notice from the corner of the wall,
it's the eye.
The wizard cackles as he sees you destroy his skeleton, and he's going to make a gesture, and he casts a spell on you. Give me a wisdom save.
Oh, it's here. Roll high.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Two.
Oh.
As all of a sudden...
I'm an idiot, so...
As all of a sudden, on your head...
No.
Crown of madness.
Thorns start to grow around your head as in a crown.
Do they have sleep or something?
No. Entangle.
Perfect. There you go. And you were next.
Yay.
Does this overcome my natural urge to do anything?
Yeah.
It does. Apparently it does. You feel this compulsion that you want to...
Well, I can tell. It's
worst of all, you start drooling on your cravat.
I know.
That's terrible.
Somebody entangle me.
You actually want to do things.
Well, I know. So
you actually want to...
You know I'm controlled because I would never normally do anything. I was almost done.
Well, and plus your innate flair and style seems greatly diminished.
All of a sudden, he seems to shake his head. And,
he's a mouth breather.
Okay, my turn.
So you now have jagged iron crown of madness on your head. And madness glowing in your eyes as you turn around and look at your teammates wanting to kill someone.
But we know the spellcaster can't go, because he got to concentrate.
Yep. So, it is now...
Sandra's turn.
The druid's turn.
Entangle me.
Okay.
Roll high.
Move here. I don't roll. Yeah. So 5, 10, 15. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to place the die.
Remember, those are 10-foot squares.
10, 20. The range is 9.
Yeah.
Okay. So within...
You need to get within line of sight of this guy, or you're going to cast it on the...
We're going to cast it here within a 20-foot radius, so that hits both.
Okay.
It becomes difficult terrain, and they both have to make a strength saving throw or be restrained.
Okay.
So you're casting it here.
And so I think vines, like moss... on the walls just sprout.
Oh, that's good.
The lichen is growing out and becoming tangled. And it's a strength save of what?
Strength save against
12. A
12? Oh, damn it, I made it.
He made it.
Oh, he made it.
Wait, the wizard made it?
No, I'm saying he made it.
Ah, did the wizard make it?
You don't know.
Okay.
You can't see the wizard.
Yeah, the wizard's around the corner forever.
But difficult terrain eats... Eat
some of your movement speed. Okay, so it is now our cleric's turn, Sister Solace.
Okay, now he's probably going to go straight for the monk, right?
Yes.
He just turns around menacing with madness, glaring
at
himself. And spikes in his head. You just realize.
You've never seen me so motivated. So
it's terrifying.
Be afraid.
Yeah.
I think
okay, well, the only thing that I can do without hurting him would be I'm going to go ahead and...
You can hurt me, because I'm about to hurt one of you, so whatever you need to do.
I tried the non-hurting approach, and it didn't work.
We're escalating.
Because he's too badass.
We're escalating.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to cast Shield of Faith on the monk.
Good job. Cool.
Okay. Because that lasts up to 10 minutes. This is a bonus action, so I can do other things.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to cast Sacred... Because I can see both.
Can we all agree that we're not going to loot his body?
He's probably hugging the wall.
He's around the corner.
On the corner, yeah.
Okay, well, this probably won't kill you.
Why are you attacking him?
Because...
You're actually going to attack the fighter just because he has
a
mask?
You see coming towards
like,
you, yes.
Menacingly brandishing the weapons?
Or, if we kill the caster.
That's my plan.
You know, it's just not right to be this motivated on a Saturday
night. What I'm going to do
guys,
is...
Guys, if you move back. If you guys move back.
See, look, he gets fancy, he gets a crown, and he forgets all about us. You know?
He's grown beyond you, adventurers.
Grown beyond us.
Stepping on the little people.
You know, we got
okay,
you here.
I am going to actually cast Guidance. I'm going to step up.
Who are you going to cast Guidance on?
I'm going to cast on her. So not only does she...
She gets a shield plus 2 AC.
She gets... hold it. She has... Which in the
O-Took.
Initiative, which is she?
O-Took?
Yeah.
She is about halfway down the list.
Hey, we're in the same square as each other.
They're 10-foot squares.
Yeah. Because maybe I'll give you the guidance then, because if you'll go, because it's
Okay, I'm going to cast Guidance on the druid, because he'll go before me anyways.
What'd that do?
And it'll add a 1d4 to any ability check. So,
that's cool.
Actually, yeah, because
like rolling damage. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. No, I
unless you want to give it to the fighter so he can use a 1d4 on his save.
Oh yeah.
Yes, actually, because he'll
be nice and throw that one out.
Actually, yeah.
But does he get a save?
He does.
Yes,
get a
he
save.
Does. So I'm going to cast Guidance on him.
Those who read Crown of Madness, you get a save each round.
So
we never did that.
I'm going to put Guidance on you. It will add 1d4 to your check.
You remember.
And
that.
Then I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on the monk.
Yay! It's +2 to my AC. Correct?
Yes, +2 to AC for the duration, and that's up to 10 minutes. So usually it doesn't take us 10 minutes to get through a.
Yes.
Little...
Okay.
Okay, well, that was next.
He's pretty good.
Okay. So, then are you going to move any? You good?
No, I'm going to stay right where I am.
Okay, it is back to the top of the order. Talon, what
if
are you
I
going
move
to
forward,
do?
Can I? Will I be able to see the with the
maybe.
Necromancer?
Yes,
forward.
I
want to
do
out.
That.
Where? How far are you going to move?
Where I can see the.
You're all the way out there on the main
I
chamber.
Be able
so you moving
see
there?
The
you have to move there. Yes.
Okay. If you move there, you can see the wizard.
Okay.
What do you want?
Does that use all her entire movement?
Yes.
How
tell
far
me
back
if I,
was she?
Tell me if her shirt's a tangle.
Okay, so
I might.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So
like
she's 30. Right here.
Tell me if the wizard's entangled.
So, hopefully he'll attack
us.
If
I'm using advantage,
him.
Too.
Wait,
okay.
Can you see the wizard?
But
yeah.
She can't tell if he's
he
entangled until he moves.
Yes, you can.
Good thing I did.
She doesn't have dark vision.
My, 8's not going to be good enough.
Wait,
no, a 10.
A 10?
10.
You shoot an arrow off into the air,
okay,
and
let's keep going. Let's go
it, you hear the arrow shatter against the wall.
You can see entangled.
No,
vines.
Yes,
vines.
Yes.
And she has low vision, so is he entangled?
Is he entangled?
You believe he does have growth on his legs.
Growth on his legs.
Okay, so
next.
It is your turn.
Do I still have to attack with all my abilities? Or
you have to
I,
do
a
save. Doesn't he go
he do a save
after
first?
When
you,
he took his turn? Because
yeah,
he delayed effectively.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys wanted to go a little later then?
Well, let's go in the order we actually had.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is now Jazz's turn.
I can't see. The caster from. I definitely
come
know
forward.
A spell went
come
off.
Come close
right?
to the fighter. Come closer to the
Yeah, give him hugs.
I'm okay
give him hugsies. Our team is based on hugs. You know
our team is based on hugs.
Hey, Pelor gives free hugs.
Come to the light of Pelor.
Anyway, you can just. If anybody wants to engage in melee with me, you can just do subdual damage. You can just say, I'm trying to.
Yeah, you don't have to say you're trying
There's
to
no
kill
him.
Just trying to knock
And then we loot him.
My vast wealth.
So I'm gonna.
I will not let you do that.
I'm gonna move here and try to be out of sight of him.
Yes.
Okay.
Through this pillar.
Okay.
And for next, can I see the wizard from here?
You can see the wizard.
Okay. That is all my movement, but I am now in good standing to do what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Is this gonna break his concentration? Might.
Hopefully.
Am I?
You light somebody on fire. Or you
break well, yeah, but I'm gonna use something a little bit more potent than fire.
Okay.
Thunderclap.
Oh, is it his breath?
Thunderclap.
Well, that's something I could do, but not yet.
Oh. Clap that thunder.
It turns out, under the Crown of Madness, I'm actually from Brooklyn. I'm going to mess you up. That's what it really sounds like. The accent is that.
I like that.
Forget about it.
Forget about
I'm going to kill you. Forget about
Okay, so what are you going to use? It's your turn.
That was all my movement.
Oh,
that was all
okay.
my rounds. All right. I did
so
move.
It is now your turn.
Okay, so it's up to you.
Okay, so you have to basically attack, then you can move. Unfortunately, you don't have anyone adjacent to you.
Do I get to
But
my
I do
savior?
Want you to move near the dragonborn.
Okay.
He can't. But the wizard
well,
can.
Does
yeah.
he, when does he get to make a save?
And at the end of his turn, he gets
to
make
a
save.
So I have to attack with all my abilities?
No. Basically, the way the spell goes. Is
you can either move or attack.
Yeah.
So I have to move.
So it goes, the charmed target must use its action before moving on each of its turns to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose.
But I have to move first.
So you attack, then move. There's no one
to
attack,
to add the
so you can move.
Yeah.
Yes, so now I roll to save.
Yep.
Then that puts you.
Oh!
Natural 20!
Woo!
Oh my god! 22!
You menacingly stomp up to the sorcerer.
Here.
And as soon as you're there, all of a sudden you shake your head.
He rocks the crown. Oh, this is not going to go well for you, bitch.
Okay, I can't use this one now.
Okay, I have more movement, so I'm just going to step to the side, too, in case anybody wants to get it. But I just...
Well, it would be at the end of your turn you roll your save, so...
Yeah, so I'm just going
to... So it's...
He can still fire on her.
I can...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, conveniently, it is the wizard's turn.
He casts Ground of Magnus again.
Nope, he's realizing that didn't work, so I'm not going to bother with that.
Oh, if he's entangled, he gets the strength.
So what he is going to go ahead and do is he's going to go for a sure thing to do some damage. He's scared. No, he's going to go for the...
He should be scared.
The safe magic missile.
Oh, okay.
Always safe. Always,
always a safe one.
And always a goodie.
He's going to go for the fighter who just broke his crown of madness.
You can try.
Because obviously it is the fighter that has him intimidated.
I'm currently at 16.
Okay, so the first dart that goes flying out will do 4 points. Actually,
it's
no.
Magic missile, it's automatic.
It does 7 points.
Oh, who's going to drop me?
Then 5 points.
Yeah.
What? No, you're not.
Then 8 points.
Oh. How much damage?
It doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
Because I can stabilize him.
Okay.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, the wizard twists his hands, and magic darts go flying out, and
as soon as my turn comes up, he'll.
And sorcerer, as you see the fighter's eyes clear, magic missiles just dart into his back, and his blood splatters in your face.
Okay, so I'm at negative what? Or you're not at any
matter.
Negative.
You're
just so basically, you've been magic missiled to the ground.
So if you stabilize,
magic missile,
so you stabilize
I can totally
me,
stabilize.
Can
you won't have to do stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he is going to cast another bonus action spell.
Okay.
Oh, I am angry.
That moves him. Okay. Misty Step.
Still a jangle, though.
No, he's out of the area effect.
Yeah.
It's an area effect.
Sorry.
You can't break.
Yes,
Misty
Step,
like magical teleportation.
So you can step up and
I'm
going
to bash his skull.
10, 15, 20, he's down the hallway, snickering.
What does
the magic eye!
Actually, you should be going up next.
Go for it.
And it is your turn.
All right. I have a speed of 25. So if I double move, that goes 50.
Can you double move?
Well, that's all I can
do.
I'll run after him because, you know, I have to be up in range to beat him with my ladle.
You're not going to catch him.
3, 4, 5.
We'll catch him eventually. But at least you're there to protect anything that...
Right. No one will, you know, smash this delightful rogue who calls himself a fighter behind
now,
me.
Now, if Carrie gets up, she can hit him.
Yeah.
If it is
our druid's turn.
Yay.
Yes, and I'm angry.
So I'm going to run so... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry.
As you knock the monk over.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you guys
she's short.
Can share the same. Being angry gives me.
Okay.
Extra points.
Oh wait, no. I get one more move.
Why do you have one more move?
30 doubled to 60. I only did 5.
Oh, okay. So you have one more square. Okay. So, Sister Solace, it is your turn.
Why did you go on that side instead of the other side?
Because they're gonna divide.
Because
okay.
She goes this way.
I'm going to use Spare the Dying cantrip on Silvio. May the light of Pelor protect you and guide you.
Well, what happened to me?
And you are now stabilized. You don't have to do any death saving throws.
Awesome.
Basically, okay. you see him just shallowly breathing.
Yeah. So, because. Now I can, because if I didn't stabilize you, putting cure wounds on you isn't going to do jack.
It would be a waste of cure wounds.
It would be a waste of cure wounds. But since I've stabilized you, now when I go to heal you in the next round,
you
get all the healing.
Instead
as
of taking
you
to one hit point,
zero.
It's taking you to your whatever you get. Which
awesome cantrip.
Good choice.
Okay. So just as you've stabilized him, we're getting up to the top of the initiative order.
And
it is... Ranger's turn.
I wish to run up and shoot them.
Or actually, was there any other actions you wanted to do?
She can move. Let's see here.
Hold it. Spare the Dying? Is that an actual spell?
Spare the Dying? No, it's a cantrip, so it's an actual spell.
She could move.
But actually, Healing Word is a bonus action.
It is.
So I could I'll have healed him, which gives him a plus, which I need to roll a plus 4 or 8. You get 2 points, 8 points back.
Well, it's more than that. It's plus your wisdom modifier. What's your wisdom modifier?
So four. You get four.
You're not dead.
Okay, so all of a sudden, Silvio's eyes flash open.
So now, you could actually do something.
Okay, on my turn.
Well, on his turn, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but in the meantime, it is the ranger's turn.
Forward, and I will bring terrible wrath.
Ooh. Terrible wrath?
Not so terrible. I keep failing.
What'd you roll?
She rolled a four. With a plus that only
you go
nine.
You go running out and you fire an arrow off and you just hear shatter against the cave wall.
Apparently, I'm ineffectual in terrible rain.
This puts you you're glorious.
Don't drive angry.
Don't drive angry.
No. Terrible.
Angry.
I've got one healing spell left.
Okay, one healing spell left.
That's fine. I can do my second.
Sorcerer, it is your turn.
This cave has been something else.
I'm only level
going
one.
Going to move
Sorry.
Up next to the ranger and affect my range.
Okay, do you have dark vision?
Yes,
I have my sign.
Okay, but he's in partial darkness for you then.
Don't care because he's within he's 60 feet of my line.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I so take it the dragon's taking in a breath?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yes.
Pardon me a minute. Let me clear that meatball. He has to make a dex save.
He's gonna hawk a loogie.
Something tells me the hallway will be quite well lit up shortly.
Oh yeah, we get to
okay,
see
and what's the target?
He has acid, doesn't he? Oh shit,
I just thought I really
acid, right?
It's okay, he only rolled a four, so I think it's under
so he's gonna be on a bat.
You're an acid breath, right?
Fire.
I was like, oh yeah.
Fire.
For 4 damage.
Why acid?
4 damage?
I don't know.
And I will look up
maybe
that DC.
Maybe it's because I saw Sky High.
I think it's based on your con modifier.
No, I think it's because I saw just acids.
But anyway, it's
okay, so for 4 points damage, all of a sudden the Dragonborn gallops. This blast of flame that just lights up the entire hallway. Even singeing one of the curtains that's right here that the wizard is running for.
And there's a skeleton behind it.
Actually, there's a skeleton sewn into the end of the curtain.
Really?
It's kind of creepy like that.
Well, this necromancer sucks.
What? He likes dead things.
He's creepy.
He's a creepy.
He's definitely making the most of
you're not going to escape this.
Okay.
I believe he's been spending too much alone time in this cave.
Okay, who's talking?
All right, so, Miss O'Took.
Right. You know, it's very hard
actually,
to
yes, because we moved you in the initiative order.
Okay,
it's
so
your turn.
My turn. So first, second wind.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, I'm totally healed. So, all healed. And I am going to dash in...
You're the one lying down. There you go.
This direction, because I'm going to stab him in the back.
Okay,
four.
Getting up does cost half your movement.
Yeah, so...
And remember, those are 10-foot squares.
1, 2, 3, that's as far as I can go.
Yeah.
Your movement's 60.
Yeah, but he used half of it to get up.
Well, let me move this way then.
Wow.
And I can...
No one wants to do it like
that. Are you really wanting to put in his line of fire?
No, I'm just going to keep going this way.
Because
so
he may rinse and repeat what he just did
so,
since he knows that drops
right
to the
ground. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Mr. Took. Sorry about
Christ.
That. It is your turn.
It is. I suppose I'll just have to scuttle forwards with my ladle.
Which side?
Heavens.
The stabby people are going my direction. So
I'll go the stabby people direction, I
you
suppose.
Mean my direction?
Yes.
I
so you can go 25, so 30 feet there.
Or no, well, she doubles. She can go 50.
I will double
50.
My movement.
And it would have been
you're bleeding out and I'm
back.
Because
she can only go.
And then came over here.
So he can't see you still.
No,
okay.
No. I'm going to ladle him up some healing energy from that, you know, to cleanse him of his evil.
Just give him back his zombie ball.
Oh, yeah.
So it is the wizard's turn, and the only one he can see is the sorcerer who just lit up the hallway.
Oh. Well, and the fighter standing next to me, or the ranger.
The ranger, who's looking very raw.
Well, very angry.
If the ranger's here, she's kind of almost out of sight, but yeah, that is true. So he is going to split his next magic missile attack.
Bring it.
Magic missile is vicious.
Magic missile is a...
I mean, at low levels, my God.
There's no AC, there's no save. It just is like an instant...
But you have to roll well, because it only does D4.
Yeah, it's a D4 plus your modifier.
What's the range on that bad boy?
He did like 18 points to me.
Oh, yeah, it's basically...
Can I remind you, that takes one of your magic slots, which you get very few of.
That's
yes.
True.
Whereas
so,
you guys get bonuses to damage.
Yeah,
the first dart is going to shriek out towards the sorcerer.
So is this a cantrip or a...
For 8 points.
No, it is not a cantrip.
Well, then how come he can fire it more than once?
Because he has 4 slots for first level spells.
So they're all burning hands.
No, this isn't burning hands.
This is magic missiles. He's going to shoot a second one at you.
Oh, because he's got the breath wave.
For 7. And the third one is heading towards you.
Let me down.
Boom. For 6 points of damage.
Oh, dear. I've got one healing spell left, guys, just to let you know.
And then he's going to duck.
Do that burst.
He's going to duck
burst.
Behind
the curtain. What clerics have...
I am not... I'm only level 1.
She's not that kind of cleric.
And I'm not a healing spec.
He jumps
spec.
Behind
I'm
the half
spec.
Of the curtain that's still there.
Hey, you want to be the healer? Don't give me crap.
You can also... Burst? Don't they get healing bursts?
No. If you go life domain.
Oh, okay.
If you go life domain, you do.
Got
she
it.
Went light domain.
Yeah, remember, you don't get...
Does he disappear?
You don't get clamped.
He basically jumped behind what was
curtain.
Left of the curtain. Because
okay.
The dragon's breath flamed the first half.
Okay, keep going.
And he does something back there, but he doesn't really have...
Actions left.
Yeah.
He's kissing his
I'm taking
goodbye.
His bonus actions. He's got some spells that are really cool bonus actions. But
he said bone.
Humor.
Actually, you know what?
Humor.
Just let me look up his ability of Grim Harvest.
See that? That's got a cool name.
Okay,
it doesn't sound pleasant. That does not sound good.
Okay.
It's got a cool name.
I wanna go now.
It does.
Do I get to go yet? I'll do something.
Okay, you have not died yet, so you're okay.
Okay, what happens now? What happens
okay,
now?
So next is the cleric's turn. You remember
you skipped me.
I was gonna say he goes before I do.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it is Xander. Yeah. After the wizard is the druid.
All right, so 30. So 1, 3. Let's bump check.
Can't see him.
Yeah, I can see the curtain. Where
you can see the curtain. Yeah.
Where
curtain with a skeleton in it.
It's not spellcasting modifier. It's D4 plus 1.
It's D4 plus 1.
Yes.
So.
Oh,
so was it so bad?
Difference.
Okay, then take off 6 points from the damage I did to you. So
yeah, I was thinking.
What about me?
We'll just leave it alone for now. Next combat,
just don't worry about it.
I would not have dropped. So let's just
But Druid, what are you going to do?
Okay, I was going to do that, but I found that didn't work how I thought it was. So I'm actually just going to keep
moving further.
That's okay. It's still.
I'm going to roll through the wall.
Roll through the ground because you're a druid.
Okay. And can I see?
You cannot. You see a curtain that's right in front of you.
How well?
Tear it on the curtain.
How good is this curtain?
Well, he used his action to...
Just grab it?
Yeah. You can use an incidental to flick it, but you can't tear it down.
Yeah, flick it.
You flick it, you notice a horrible room that has a bone altar and some bad things, and someone not in sight.
Okay,
cleric, what are you going to do?
Let's see.
Remember, you can use your skills to get him stabilized as well instead of using your healing.
What? Spare the dying is a cantrip.
Oh,
I can use
perfect.
It all I want. Boom.
Okay.
So I'm going to go up. I'm going to spare the dying.
Wait, are you saying you don't need a spare spell slot?
So I'm going to go up there, spare the dying on him. That'll put you at 0.
Is it running past or just...
Do you guys want me to heal? Like, I've only got one healing spell left, so either...
Heal.
He can't do second one, so heal him, because he doesn't want
to. Okay,
I'm already at 0 from the magic missile.
So heal
him. Yes.
Okay, so then instead of doing Spare the Dying, I'll use my last spell and do Cure...
You're our medic.
Well, you can do a lot of damage if we get you back up.
Yeah,
yes,
you can do a hell of a lot of damage.
He's the glass.
Oh, and you got max points, so you got 10 points back.
Yeah.
Yay.
You're
going to get full.
Okay. He's like, oh, I'm okay.
And he dropped 2 of us, and now it's not going to go well for him.
And but that's a good place to end it there.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, we'll be right back.
I know. Kill the necromancer.
Okay.
Kill the rabbit. Kill the
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Hi. Hi, guys. If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, AUDIBLETRIAL.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks.
Did I? You respond because everybody wants dead in games, but no one wants their character to die and making the character. But he comes back changed, which is cool. Second mechanic, which is awesome, is it uses cards instead of dice to resolve things, and it's not super complicated. It's like higher numbers are better, and suits mean something. But the cool thing is, in addition to getting a new card whenever you play a card, you get a set of cards at the beginning of the game. So you can actually control. There's nothing worse, and Jim saved me before by giving me an inspiration. That's like, I'm going to do something heroic in this game.
One.
And roll a one. Doesn't have to happen anymore. If you've got an awesome card, you can save it and play it when it's ready
but
to
you
go.
But when you use the card, though, it's gone?
Yeah, and then you just get the
but
card.
But you won't back Beast, will you?
It kind of reminds me of...
So I'm going to buy it. We can try it. It's a fantasy game.
When we did the Deadlands game,
yes.
Those cards
Phoenix
were kind of cool.
Phoenix
you know?
Dawn Commander.
Phoenix Dawn shit.
Also back Beast, the new White Wolf game. It's cool. You get to play Clash.
Oh, this is the very wiggly chair.
I usually get that one.
This is the
Do you
want to
go get an alternate chair?
No. I will just use Zen Balance and be very careful.
No. Here's what you do. When you have to
Because I feel a half-inch gap in the seat here already.
Oh.
See that?
You sure you don't want an alternate chair?
Yeah, I think
we need an alternate chair.
Yeah.
Oh, these are so metal.
They are so metal.
So metal.
You can hear the weight of it.
Yeah, look at so metal.
And look at the bottom stretch.
Oh.
Well, is that's the one I had the last few times we played.
You won't back Beast,
that's
but
exactly
back Phoenix Dawn Command.
It's Phoenix Dawn Command is better. And I have it back to
Beast, Command. You get to play a classical monster.
But the game is mostly about you tormenting the hunters that are coming after you.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't
cool.
want to run
okay,
that.
That helps.
Oh, no, Phoenix
the
Dawn
of
Command
the
is
together.
a fantasy game where your kingdom is suddenly under attack.
Wood glue, and if you hit with a hammer, do amazing things.
Come out of nowhere. And you happen to have, you're these people with these abilities. So
you're Avengers.
Yes. Yeah. So they're cool powers. For example, it's supposed to be kind of grittier. So instead of a healer class, there's a class where, I mean, when you get hurt, you stay hurt. However, with this healer class, you can magically, like in that Star Trek episode, take other people's wounds, take them onto yourself, and then put them onto bad guys.
Oh, that is
so bad guy runs you through. You're going to die. Oop. I'm going to die. I've got one round to do this right. You die.
Oh
so you can kill the guy with his own sword strike.
Oh, my God. That's
I mean,
rad.
It's supposed to be like a combination of like a traditional fantasy game and kind of like the smoke jumpers thing where...
I wouldn't call that healer. I'd call that karmic.
Yeah. Where you jump into this situation. You have to both defeat it, but it's also a little like Witch Hunter, because if you just defeat the werewolf plague or whatever, you defeated it, but it's just going to show up.
There was that game
so
Desolation, where like, to use magic, you would like take it out.
Yes.
So if a werewolf
Desolation.
Bites you,
yes.
You can send it back on them, and then they become an anti-werewolf.
Yeah, exactly.
Desolation, the game that you sold to yourself.
I sold it, and then I bought it back.
So
you've got fuzz on your chin.
Because I didn't shave. I usually do.
Okay.
Enough joking.
You want to touch his fuzzy face?
Everybody wants to.
He's at that special age when a man gets his first fuzz.
Okay, that was like a year ago, but okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you usually shave. We're just noticing.
Which is weird, because... noticed before. But okay.
Yes, they have.
If I have noticed before, all I can say is I am medicated right now for extreme pain.
I'm going to shout Neil before Zod at all times. Neil
before
Zod.
It's just the strained old...
Neil before Zod!
Is that how you're going to get inspiration?
Yes. I get inspiration whenever I shout Neil before Zod.
So he sold Desolation to...
and we're talking real Zod,
and then
not
he bought it
Man of Steel
perfect
Zod.
Condition.
Oh, I haven't seen Man of Steel yet.
Only he sold.
But I made money off of it.
I don't know what I'm
Oh yeah, he made money selling Desolation.
It looks like it was good.
It's a very
I enjoyed it.
His whole armor was not real. It was all CGI. You know when they talked to him as an actor? He's like, "All right, I get to wear it, as long as it's not the stupid tights outfit." And guess what he had to wear?
Tights.
Tights with foam balls on it.
Yep.
Oh.
And he's like,
balls.
And all the other Kryptonians got pseudo armor to wear, and he's the only one that was wearing all CGI armor.
Because his armor was
fresh. That explains why it looks good. It looked pretty good, though. Yeah. I liked it. I don't know what everyone was complaining about.
I
enjoyed Man of Steel.
And people were like, oh, he shouldn't have left the city. He didn't know what he was doing. He became a superhero for like 5 minutes.
Right.
He killed a dude. He didn't know the rules. He's the only superhero he knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a good superhero.
And this dude is lasering people. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Stop lasering people?
See, my thing was, you know, why didn't he put him down sooner, you know?
I like when the dad showed up in the ship, like, I'm not really, I'm kind of hologram.
I'm hacker hologram.
Lois was very cool.
I enjoyed
it. Lois was a very empowered female character compared to the comic book.
And the new movie seems very realistic. Some people are like, oh, I'm going to worship you. And other people are like, this was horrible. He killed tons of people.
Yeah, really.
So I'm looking forward to it.
So,
all
right.
I just want to see Batman kill Superman.
Batman is older and retired. He's not going to kill
Superman. I just want to see him kill Superman.
He just wants to see Ben Affleck at the Kryptonite and go
after.
I'm
more of the Superman camp than the Batman camp.
What's going to happen is a stalemate. Did you guys ever see that short panel, that comic, Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Superman lasers him, freezes the skeleton, boots him up out into the sun, and then Wilfred comes up, hands him a note, says, good job, but a few months ago I replaced my bone marrow with kryptonite, but that won't really matter unless I'm launched into a giant furnace of some sort. Too bad I don't have any of those around. P.S. fuck you.
Because Batman's always going to be smarter.
Yes. I'm pretty sure Batman and Superman have fought in multiple comics, and usually Batman wins.
I think one of my favorite little web meme ones they made was Batman and Superman are basically, okay, in 2 weeks, we're going to go fight. Blah, you know, yada, they're setting a date for the epic fight. And all of a sudden, you see Batman reaching his utility belt, and he starts texting on eBay to order kryptonite.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a whoosh whoosh, and Batman looks like, what is that? And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, when they show up, Batman looks sick. He looks horrible. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't. And he's like, I can't open the box full of kryptonite to fight you. And he's like, well, that's because I used my super speed to inject you with a dozen different diseases 2 weeks ago, and I figured they'll just kick in by the time we fight. And he's like, that's not fair. And ordering a deadly new radioactive toxin is.
Yeah, I like there was. Remember, I used to watch when I was a kid, the Justice League cartoon. Uh-huh. And there's one scene where like everything's all screwed, and they have to go into hiding. So they're all standing around.
They're like, "What about our secret identities?"
And Batman's like Bruce. Batman's like Clark Kent.
Oh, I love that one.
He's just like, he already knows.
Because the whole Justice League have to go incommunicado, and he just said, "Batman."
Okay. Ready to play.
Okay.
We last left our heroes are in a cave.
Yeah, so you last left off, you took
this
a
was
short
on the ground.
Rest.
Uh-oh.
That was on the ground?
Yeah.
Which chair does it belong to?
I don't know, it's right here.
Which chair is missing a leg?
Yours, Dad. Yours.
This episode brought to you by faulty chairs and the death that they may ensue.
Yeah, if you hear us falling and screaming, it's because our chairs broke.
Or the axe murderer got it.
If you have spare chairs and you're in Tucson, please donate them to Tucson Games and Gadgets.
Yeah, I know. We need to have like
make sure they're cushy chairs.
Chairs.
The cushy chair.
On your
one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh no, it's the pillows.
I'm thinking
the soft
of like donating
cushions.
Some
use the pointy corner.
Where's the pointy corner?
Okay, let's find some minis for
please.
You guys.
Yeah, Dad, your chair's broken.
Where is the barmaid? I have found the barmaid mini.
Hmm?
So I've been watching this guy on YouTube tell stories.
Which
about
one was yours?
It was a pirate with swords. Female pirate with swords.
Female pirate with swords.
It's white.
Wow.
It's the all white unpainted.
Oh, wow.
Female pirate with swords.
Yeah, it was the closest thing I could get to a half elf with double swords.
Yeah, no, that works actually.
Quite
well.
Tiefling.
No, this one's me.
That one's you.
The sexy tiefling.
That's nice. Gary has power tools.
But it's
you know what the power tools
are?
It's It's obviously for the chairs.
And he's got his hat turned around, so he's ready to do some damage.
Okay. In combat mode.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like some house repairs are going to happen in a, like, epic D20 battle of wills.
Wait, like in real life, he's rolling a D20
Dragonborn.
To see what
okay,
he fixes.
Okay, so we have the group.
Or how well he fixed it.
Or what?
Yes.
People always use nail guns in
the okay, the chair's broken. What am I going
to
fix?
I prefer screws to
okay, the ceiling.
You roll the one. The ceiling falls down and kills all of you.
You don't
please contact State Farm.
Nation by its own all states. I'm that guy from that TV show.
You're that guy?
With the deep voice.
He's from a TV show.
He was in the unit, but did
that's
you know he also had very tiny bit parts in this first season, but most importantly the second season of Buck Rogers.
I remember Buck Rogers and Tweety.
Oh my gosh, it's
because I was rewatching the series, I was like, oh my god, it's him.
I heard it in that guy, and like he said he was actually really happy because of the Allstate commercials, people know him. Because like his TV show
oh, wow.
Was
popular,
but
he was like
from
no
the
one...
unit and
yeah.
other things. But
he
but like I said, he was in Buck Rogers. And did you know that in the Chip series, Michael Dorn was a regular in some of the later seasons?
I did not know.
He was also
really.
The president
yes.
In one movie.
Because we were watching Chip's episodes, and I was like, oh my god, that's Michael Dorn! He's got this mustache, and you know that helmet hair
yes.
thing going on? Yeah, I was like, oh my god, that's Michael Dorn!
Well, I guess the title of this episode is Michael Dorn now.
Yeah, yes. Brought to you by Michael Dorn and helmet hair.
I don't always have helmet hair, but when I do, it's because of
1980s.
Iced coffee helmet. Okay, get it for a smooth ride.
Oh my god.
Okay, so
all right.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition.
Yay.
So where last we left off, you guys retreated to the grotesque room where the zombies were acting like little marionettes dancing their freaky dance. Thankfully, while you took your long rest, the druid came prancing in after you guys, going, sorry guys,